Road.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Give us a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
What episode is this?
You should know.
Feels like a round number.
Feels like 194.
Wow, 120 or something.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, 120? No, yeah, what the fuck am I saying?
I'm all right.
Well, what the fuck are you saying?
194 to 196, running around
there. You should have just stayed where you are. It's 194.
Is it?
Yeah. Wow, I know the,
number. What number is it? What number is it?
194.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah, brother.
What you gonna do, brother?
Nothing.
You were at the wrestling. I seen a video of you at the...
That was from ages ago.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I was going through all shit like to see what I could like rehash.
Repurpose,
yeah, yeah. It works.
Did it?
Shorten them down. Make them shorter. And just end on a punchline if you want, if there's one. Mm. And it's like it never existed before.
Oh, you didn't see that before.
There you go.
Yeah, I know. That's the crazy thing about it though, isn't it?
A lot of people do that though. They just like repurpose that content.
Yeah.
When they're like in a block where it's like they don't want to post something or record something new, like they'll just like delete the old video and repost it.
Oh, so you even
I didn't even delete them.
Just leave it up.
Yeah, just leave it up. Over the top wrestling. I was actually asked to fucking go to their like version of WrestleMania last year to like do a special guests kind of appearance thing, but I forget where was I? I was at my mate's wedding, Graham's wedding.
Oh, bollocks. Would you have done it
the same day? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Next one.
Scrap-a-mania.
Next Scrap-a-mania. When is the next Scrap-a-mania?
Finn Balor texts me after that video.
No, oh, Finn did he?
Balor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He just quoted it saying pure piss about the prime.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When was that? When did you film that then?
Oh, that was like fucking last summer.
Oh, okay. So Prime was
the
like...
The mic.
But I had I kind of just wanted to fucking see what that was all about, like fucking Irish wrestling, like, you know that way? Because I know one of the lads in there.
How was that last summer and I never seen it?
I don't know.
Oh, you saw that.
I don't think I did. Maybe no. I did see it and then I forgot. And then
it didn't do great, like. It was just like... Didn't do great, I suppose, so that's probably why. But yeah, it was like last summer. Because I had Soph with me, and Soph was supposed to be like, I wanted to do like a character where it was like, I'm fucking know all about wrestling, you know, that kind of way. And like fucking, he was going to be walking around with the belt and stuff. But like, he didn't turn up. Like, he was there for like fucking half an hour, like, you know, Soph.
Can't rely on.
You want to get the finger out for the fucking wedding?
Oh. Yeah, best man speech.
Mm. Thanks for coming, everyone. I'm not usually on the microphone, you know. He's at that collaring me into this. You know what he's like? Remember the live show?
The live show.
I was on the phone to him like loads of times saying, all you need to do is say X, Y, and Z and let me fucking bounce off you. And he stood up and he's like, what you think of my new clothes and all of this? I'm fucking here we bleeding go. Like.
That's the beauty of it, though, isn't it?
Mm.
So you're gonna look. Are you going to the cards expo on Saturday?
On Saturday, yeah, yeah.
Are you bringing your cards?
No, I don't think so. Although I've seen a few TikToks where people bring cards and the people that are selling them do a swap with you. So if I see something, I might bring one or two. Like, and just go, yeah. I can give you £1,000 or this mystery box, and this value of this mystery box could be double. Or treble. Like, we can't do that. Can't do that in here.
You should go to the revenue office and do it. £1,000. Or a mystery box.
Like, the content of this mystery box could be treble or quadruple the value of what you're looking for. And they're like, no way, we can't do that. And I go, well, at least let me see what you could have had. And then I pull out like 50 grand. And they're like, oh, well, I couldn't have took it anyway. So I seen one where your man's like, he goes, how much is this? And they're like, $50. And he goes, do you take cold hard cash? And they're like, yeah, of course, that's all we take. So he takes out a box and there's just a load of fucking dollars in ice. And they're just like, could you please leave the store, sir?
Oh, brilliant. That's what I love about America. They have $1 bills. Like that Beast Games. They're like, look, this is a pile of money. This is $1 million in a big pyramid. Yeah, but it's $1 bills, man. Can you give me them in tens or fifties?
I was seeing a video, yeah, man, Mr. Beast, the other day. And it was from his YouTube channel. And he did it in 2015 and scheduled it for 2020 around COVID. Like, and he's like, still in school, like, and he's going to college and he's wants to go to college and stuff. And he's like, if I don't make YouTube, he's like stating that he's just going to go out in 2020. So when it's out, it's going to be 2020. And he's like in 2015. He's like, if I don't like crack this YouTube thing, like, that's like all my eggs are going into this basket. Like, and he's like basically saying, like, he knows how you like what people want and how it works and blah blah blah. And he's like, yeah, dead right, like, he's fucking 380 million subscribers, like,
man. He done an interview on Joe Rogan, I think, and he literally broke down
Diary of a CEO, wasn't it?
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
I can't remember what it was, but he literally broke down like every day he's making content, and he has a schedule to the day what he's doing for a year in advance. And he was like, I don't have space for a girlfriend, like, there's no time for a girlfriend, that's why I don't have one. But he does now. I think he's getting married now and everything. But he just, that's a man that, I don't know, that's, he's on the spectrum. You have to be that fucking focused, be that laser focused. Like, he had no other option but success. Like, you can't fail.
His production is like millions of video. He pays 10 grand for his thumbnails, his YouTube thumbnails. He pays someone like 10k to do that.
Wow.
That's just like fucking artwork. Like, you could do that.
Like, they, you know, are, I mean, not great. His, yeah, I mean, they're not amazing.
Well, he does hardly pay 10k for each thumbnail.
Well, that's what I was, Google it. Google it. Or ChatGPT or whatever he's up to these days. His cool cats and kittens.
His fucking thumbnails.
It doesn't even surprise me that he pays 10k for them.
It surprises me.
Not with the money he's shifting. Like, it's just like, I feel like it's a tenner's work. And he's just like, I can give you 10,000.
I mean, he has it. And if he doesn't spend it, he'll just pay it in taxes anyway. So maybe just pay a fucking thumbnail. I don't know, give it away. These people are so rich that they can't even give it away, because when they give it away, they make content out of that and make more money off the back of it. It's just a vicious cycle. Like, they cannot get rid of their money.
Imagine having so much money that in the end of your TV or streaming game show, you flip a coin to go from 5 million to 10 million as the prize pool. Like, just, it's just a decision with a coin. Like,
do you know how much, like, so the winner of the Beast Games won $10 million. Do you know how much he took home? Like 5 million after
what?
Taxes.
Really?
Yeah. And you know your woman, so someone on the show,
oh, that's why he probably done the 10, because he knew he'd get taxed on the
yeah,
so he definitely wanted to give them 5 million and not like fucking 2.
Yeah, it's probably fake. The fucking flip was fake. I don't know, who knows. But you know your woman that won the island? So somebody won an island in the Bahamas or something like that.
A 1.8 million island, wasn't it?
Very nice.
1.8 million. And there's loads of drama around that, because she nearly comes out with nothing. Like, she can't sell that island, because if you sell that island, you have to pay a certain sort, a certain mad tax in that area and in America. And I don't know, she basically, that was worthless to her. Unless she wants to live on an island and make it a resort. And why would you? There was nothing on that island. It's like Lambay Island.
When
you know?
If you win something like that on that show, you're just thinking, that's getting, I'm swapping that for a few quid there.
Yeah. And I just have the money played.
Yeah.
It was like winning streak. If you won a car, you could win the car or the value of the car. Everyone went for the value of the car. Because I'll just get a secondhand yoke.
Keep a few little stragglers.
Yeah. Don't need a full bleeding shiny Mercedes. I'll only scratch it on my garden wall on the way in.
No point. Happy to talk about it off record if you want after. It's fine.
I haven't been to a funeral in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't been in a while. Touch wood. Touch wood. You touch a head.
Ugh.
That was a nice old clatter, wasn't it? The sound of it.
Sometimes,
hollow head.
Sometimes I go on to RIP.ae and have a look.
Because you got nothing else to do.
No, because it's like fucking, when I walked in the pub, like I always put like fingers in or something, a Ballymun. I know from working in the pub to see so many people and then looking like, they're dead.
Do you have the premium subscription?
Yeah. €15.
You have to pay for it now.
I haven't been on it since then because I never had that option.
Only debts.
Who bought the Independent or something, is it? Something to do with the Independent bought the rights to, or what was it?
RIP, yeah.
Rip.
Irish Times.
Irish Times.
Rippy. The fuckers. That seems sneaky, a sneaky way to make a bit of revenue, isn't it? Monetizing people's misery.
You have to pay to be on it.
Yeah.
Like you have family or whatever.
£10. I mean, and I don't think you'll even have an option. It will be incorporated into the funeral fees.
Yeah, I mean, a tenner's not really, in hindsight, it's not really that much, but like it's the principle, isn't it?
It is the principle, yeah.
€10.
Having said that, they charge you premium prices for the fucking flowers and everything.
Mm.
It's a racket.
And the mask cards.
Dying is a racket. It's like a wedding.
Mm.
Oh, do you want this? And I went shopping for... So when my dad died, he always said that he wanted to be cremated. So we didn't want the fancy casket. He wanted a wicker basket. But then when I went into the funeral home with my ma, your man brought us into the back and started selling us these bleeding really expensive coffins. And the more they went up, the more premium they were. They were like, yeah, that's nice. But it's only a brass handle. You might want a silver handle and you might want this.
It's going in the fucking ground.
No, it's going in the oven.
Or the oven, yeah. Or the ground in some cases.
Bleeding. I'm getting upsold on a funeral here, for fuck's sake. Jesus.
Do you want this Elvis one? The Elvis themed one?
Like, oh no, it's okay. You wanted the wicker basket. That's nice. But would he not like the 12 apostles? And that's what we went with in the end. 12 apostles. And then flowers, mass cards, horse and carriage.
Motorbikes, if there's a couple of lads. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Gangsters or whatever. Motorbikes. Videographer, you know.
Bagpipe player.
Videographer with a drone.
Mm. Yeah. And plenty of assistants.
Oh, yeah.
To... help him in case he's walking backwards and he walks into a wall or something. That happens.
Who?
The videographer. If someone. I have someone behind them. Like, spotting them.
Mm.
It's a few bob.
That's a few bob. And then in the church, we can have a CD playing, or I know this great pianist and a singer who will sing as he goes. Okay, come on.
I'd stick to the speaker. On Spotify.
It's like a small festival. If you can organise a funeral, you can organise a small festival, because that's what it is.
If you can organise a wedding, you can organise anything. I organise the wedding. I can do anything now.
You organise the wedding?
Yeah. I did, yeah. Amy helped a little bit. Nah, she's done it all.
Ah, they love it. They love it. Yeah, it's a racket. You should get into that business, man. Don't be worrying about meme coins. A funeral home. Conway's and Bros.
Instead of Massey Bros.
Conway Bros. I hate funeral homes. I avoid funeral homes if I can. Like even driving past them.
I only went into one funeral home in my life. And it was to see my granddad.
You live very close to a very big funeral home. Sorry, Darren Gunn.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
I would never go to a wake again. Because it's very scary. It kind of scares you. It scared me.
Mm.
Like just seeing like your relative in a coffin, like in a funeral home, it's grim.
How old were you?
Like 19.
Ah, you should be well prepared for that.
No, it's grim.
No, my granddad died when I think I was 19 as well.
Did you traumatise?
Did you not like that?
He was laid out in the house. I don't know.
Didn't like that?
No.
Yeah.
And then when my granny died, she was laid out in the house as well. And I just didn't go and see her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, nah.
Does something to you, doesn't it?
They look different.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't look like them at all. Like.
Yeah, it was a bit weird. So I decided I'd just rather not see them.
Like
that
his
way.
Granny with the glasses.
Oh, yeah. It's not nice. It's not nice.
Went to Newry.
Newry?
Oh, yes. I've heard rumours of this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went to Newry.
Gaff is full of paracetamol.
Stocked up big time.
Up to the gills.
Up to the gills in ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen?
Yeah.
You can get sulfadine with codeine in it as well.
No.
Yeah, I didn't get them though because I heard it's very addictive.
But did you?
We are getting robbed blind here.
What do you mean?
Now that you're like the price, the cost of living here, like in shopping and cans of Coke and whatever, it's too expensive. I like me Coke Zero. Sometimes you might get 18 for about €16, which is nuts. Sometimes you can get 12 for like fucking 13 quid, which is bad. Do you know how much it was for 30 cans of Coke Zero?
Tell me.
€12.
What?
€12.
This fella.
What?
30 cans in a box of 30.
Euros or pounds?
In euros, calculated, yeah, it was like fucking 9 something.
No way, for yeah. 40 cans.
Or 10 euros. So probably like 12.70 in euro and like a 10 pound. Mad. Isn't that mad?
That is mad, yeah. Yeah.
They don't have the return labels on them either. So you have to just throw them in the green bin.
Yeah.
Which is kind of ideal.
you want us. It's because we're all part of Europe. Like, that's a European Union yeah. thing, that recycling thing.
Yeah.
So Ireland out of Europe, is that what you're saying?
No.
No?
Just saying make the cans cheaper and maybe like let us just use the green bin again. I'm not going to extreme lengths.
But if
I don't mind the return scheme. It's a nice few quid at the end of the week.
Ah, but it's money you spent.
I know.
It's the exact reason why your cans yeah. of Coke are so expensive.
Pay is a lot lower in the UK.
The pay is a lot lower.
And they have fucking
20% lower.
The creator fund in the north.
Yeah.
Because it's outside of Europe.
Yeah.
Just move there. That's cushy. Feels cushy.
You can move there. You can move there very easily. Because technically
handy,
it's...
Like,
yeah.
Or else just go there and like... Every time you go to like post a TikTok, just stay there for a week.
You can have a gaff. Would you not move to the north?
No.
Why? Beautiful up there, man. Derry. Ah, oh, the fields of Derry.
Is it beautiful?
I've
never been in Derry.
The reason why the UK wanted to keep the north of Ireland is because it's stunning. It's the most beautiful part of the world.
The UK wanted to keep the six counties because it was so pretty.
Yeah. That's, yeah, man.
Who said that?
Me.
Right.
I went up there and I was right. like, this is gorgeous.
Nothing to do with all those centuries of history and, you know.
They had that all over Ireland.
And the desire to maintain the union and the...
Yeah, but if they chose which six counties they wanted. Michael Collins went over. Your man was up there.
No, there was a Protestant majority in those six counties because of the plantations.
There was a Protestant majority all over Ireland.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, there was.
In the 20s, there was. Are you telling me that in the 20s, in Dublin and Cork and Limerick, most people were Protestants? What the hell happened between them?
They have
then?
Loads of crisps as well that we don't have.
Fuck off, Joe.
Yeah. But like, for why six? Like, there was in Fermanagh, for example, there would have been a huge Protestant majority in Fermanagh. No, is Fermanagh part of the north? Monaghan.
The roast beef monster munch. I like them ones. They're nice when I see them, I get them, the variety, the big ones.
It's because the land is so lush and the mountains are so big and it's a brilliant place for it's farming and growing stuff and just beautiful, beautiful land.
Yes, Joe. They picked the north because it was so pretty and they wouldn't give it back because it was so pretty.
Why didn't they? And why did they pick that?
I just explained to you.
Because there was a majority.
Because that was a part of the island where they could, yeah, their people were.
I don't know the statistics now.
It's pretty fucking obvious, Joe.
All I said is I went to Newry. Like,
huh? Yeah, don't bring up politics.
Oh, don't mention Newry again.
Well, all I was saying is it's gorgeous up there. You could live
up
there.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying.
It's the nicest part of the country. Can we agree on that?
It's a lot of nice parts of the country.
Does you know where the rope bridge is?
Not familiar with it.
I know what you're talking about. I haven't been there, but I know what you're talking about.
Stunning. It's like a different country.
Mm.
It's like, if you get that on a sunny day, that's like Italy. It is. It's so gorgeous, man. It's fucking beautiful up there.
Can you get a calzone?
A calzone?
That's not
yeah.
Italian, is it?
That is, yeah.
Is it? Yeah, calzone, yeah.
Yeah. Get a calzone anywhere. Just fold up a pizza, then it's a calzone. It's
literally fold a pizza in half, like. Fold it over it. It's a calzone. It is, basically, isn't it?
Mm. Sure, that's the reason why they sent us all to... What's your man? The Brit who sent us to Connacht. To hell or to Connacht?
Cromwell.
Cromwell.
Oliver.
Oliver Cromwell.
Another kid of yours.
Mm. Oliver Cromwell, he'd take Irish people that he didn't like and he'd send them to Connemara and he'd say to them, he said famously, go to hell or go to Connemara.
What was wrong with Connemara?
You couldn't grow anything and it's just all stone. It's barren land. So that's why the Brits don't want that to do with it. So it's like to hell or to Connemara.
It was to hell or to Connemara.
Is that not where the Gaeltacht is? Mm.
Oh.
Is the Gaeltacht not in Connemara?
Yeah.
I went
because
there.
That's where all the Irish people went.
I went there before, the Gaeltacht.
I didn't.
Did you ever go there?
No, I never went to the Gaeltacht.
Should have.
Heard it was great for meeting girls.
I'm saying, yeah, shouldn't be doing that. Should be learning Irish, not meeting. I've seen a lot of people online just like starting to speak Irish a lot.
Yeah.
Like Thomas Carty.
Yeah, he's running around speaking Irish.
Speaking fluent Irish. I was like, where did that come from? Bit weird. In a good way, like.
It's like they're all keeping it a secret and they're all learning together and now they're all like...
It's like, who's going to be the first one to start speaking it? And then they're all doing it now.
All it took was a film. All it took was a film.
I'd love to know it.
Learn it, man. Duolingo. Simple.
Think of the opportunities. Financially, I mean. TJ Carr.
It's
an untapped market for people like us.
I'm telling you.
Working class, you know.
Where's the Irish-speaking sketch comedians?
Who?
It's probably a lot. I don't know.
That's probably fucking loud.
Sharpson. John Sharpson.
Fluent. Gentleman.
Who else? My son Ollie. He'll be speaking that Skelga.
Just have to start putting him in sketches and tell him to do sketches.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, yeah. Now I'm starting to see my kid as a commodity.
If you could have one skill like learning Irish, click your fingers.
Learn Irish?
And I'll let you, just to improve your career prospects, skill you don't currently have. You can't say be a genius. That's, you know, an actual skill that instead of spending 4 or 5 years mastering it, you could just have a click your fingers. What would you offer?
Are you certified?
What do you mean?
Whatever the skill is, are you, like, do you have paperwork? Does it come with paperwork?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe like,
are you just going to change career? Become an accountant.
Yes.
Does it have to be a specific job, like, or
no?
Like a can it be a, like a trait that you gain, like that?
Like learning Irish, you like you're saying, you could branch out and become the first sketch comedian in Skelga, right?
Hmm.
I'm not the first, but
I'd like to be like, not like have like a really good work ethic where you can just like. Like do things like
Darren and that is within your grasp. You could have
but not
that
procrastinate
dinner.
Like but not and then not procrastinate. I'd like to be able to do that.
That's the skill you'd pick.
Yeah.
Of all ever
and in known
that's not
end.
A skill, man. That's a then, character trait.
And then that's what well that's what I'd pick. Or Irish, one or the other.
That's amazing.
I'd like to be able to build a house.
How is that going to help your current
I'd
career?
Like to be a jack of all trades. I'd like to be one of them people that's like, I'll do that.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
My radiator's at that flying through the fucking kitchen window. I'll fix that.
Yeah, I'll be around tomorrow. We'll sort that out for you. Give you
a
hand
like,
that.
Fix a window and put a new radiator in.
Or just have all the tools. You know, people just always have the tools. Oh, you need to get a fucking monkey wrench for that. And do you have a monkey wrench?
Mm.
Why do you have a monkey wrench? What is a monkey wrench? I don't know
a monkey wrench.
Do you know what I mean?
A wrench, basically a wrench, isn't it?
I was looking for one particular skill, not be a jack of all trades.
That's one particular skill. For some people it is.
No, it's not.
Fly a plane. Now, I don't think it'd be very hard to do that. So that's why I asked for the paperwork, because I'd like to fly a plane, because I think it'd be an easy job.
Yeah, we know we think that's an easy
job. I'd like to speak every language in the world.
It's a bit greedy.
Yeah, well.
Pick one.
Pick one language.
One.
Chinese?
No.
Big market there.
Des Bishop already done it.
Well, then he's just paved the way for you. He just kicked down the door. You just have to walk through it.
Or what is the most spoken language in the world? Is it English?
No, I'm pretty sure it's Mandarin.
Mandarin?
Time for more numbers.
Maybe Arabic.
Chinese, Mandarin. So then Spanish. Wow. Mandarin's like 885 million people. The next is
That, 330. If that's what I picked and then I learned that, when am I going to use it? Or would you just like, I can speak that now. Let's go there and make things happen.
You could teach Chinese people English.
Mm.
If you wanted. Be fucking, it's not, probably not worth it.
Probably wouldn't be into that.
But you could go to China and you could make millions somehow.
If you are like really fluent, where it was like, you could just even get the lingo, like, do you know that way?
You could work in Ireland in the Chinese embassy doing something, I'm sure. That's, you could get some sort of administration. A few quid though.
There's lots you could do. I feel like the Irish language though would be better suited and just stay here and just say, I feel like there would be loads of opportunities if you were fluent in Irish and you were on social media.
Yeah, say so.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. I mean, is it just
probably
a gimmick?
Is it a fad?
Is it a fad right now? This Irish trend that's kind of sweeping people.
sweeping the nation, I believe.
But, I mean, we're all aware of it, but I feel like the people that are speaking it already spoke it. We're just seeing it. But are we actually taking action to learn it? Probably not.
These things move slowly. So it becomes more visible and more present in everyday culture. You know, that'll follow on in 10 years, 15 years. More people who are kids now will grow up.
Imagine everyone in the country spoke Irish except you.
Would you rather?
And I was like, I should have learned Mandarin.
Would you rather every country in the world spoke their own language but couldn't speak any other language? Or every country in the world spoke the same language?
So there's no more translation between like countries.
Speaks.
If you're from Spain, you're coming to here, there's no understanding.
It's just all gestures and nods.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think you'd have to have one language, wouldn't you? As much as you'd hate to lose all the
culture
and colour of all that, I think it'd probably end up pretty badly if nobody has any way of understanding the people across the road.
Yeah. Yeah. What, that'd be nice then, wouldn't it? Just one language then.
Very samey.
Just English, like.
Just English or whatever it is, you know,
sure, okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
It would be handy, but would it be boring? Like, you know, when you're fucking away and you're haggling and all over a Man United jersey that has like some weird sponsor on it that don't sponsor them. You give me a good price. Like, do you know what I mean? It'd be shite. Like, I like not being able to know what they're saying.
It's part like, of the process.
Like, you know that way.
Yeah, but at least they're trying to speak English. You're not trying to speak Spanish. Yeah,
I like all that. I like the culture of other countries, like, and their language, and
yeah,
just like. But then again, if everyone's just speaking the one language, it'd be grand.
They can speak with an accent. They can still speak with an accent. Yeah. Like if you go to Spain, it'd be Spanish English. Spanglish.
I suppose that'd be fine, wouldn't it? You're not really losing it then.
Yeah. So long as they keep that accent.
Yeah, yeah.
And speak my language. I'd like to speak Arabic. I think if you could speak Arabic, it would be pretty impressive because they write backwards.
Mm. So I'm pretty sure Chinese is written right to left as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? When Chinese is Arabic mad.
Mad. A Chinese writing, all of, like, it's just mad to look at.
Like, how is this a word? It looks like scribbles.
Do you think they're like looking at the English written language and being like, what the fuck?
Oh no, Chinese is now written left to right, but it used to be written right to left.
Like, does theirs look mad to them?
I'd say so, yeah. Yeah. But they'd be more familiar with it, I'd imagine.
Yeah, because it's like signage in these countries that are in English constantly, like, so.
And even the stuff that they have, like Coca-Cola, like, it's all English. Coca-Cola. It's still fucking English language. But if you go over there and you pick up a can of something and it's just a load of squiggles on the can, you're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
What am I looking at here?
What language do you think has the most words?
I thought all languages might have the same amount of words.
No, no, no.
English.
Most words.
Yeah, so English, depending on which dictionary you use, English either has 470,000 or 756,000 words. But Korean has 1,150,000 words.
What?
So more than twice as many as English.
Korean.
Portuguese has 818,000.
Is it the more words, the harder to learn the language? I suppose. No? Maybe not.
Probably, yeah. You would think so. I would anyway.
What has the least amount?
Irish.
Do you reckon?
Probably, yeah. Because we bleed and cram words together to make sense of them.
I feel like it wouldn't even give you that option, would it? Yeah, like,
it's on a very brief Google here, so take this with a pinch of salt. But it seems there's only 50,000 in Irish.
That's low. Does that mean it's easy? Maybe.
But you have to organise the 50,000 words in ways that...
I feel like you'd use all of them.
Yeah. Like, you don't say, I wear. Like, you don't say, I wear trousers.
Yeah.
You just say, like, cotton trousers.
Oh, you're just describing
what the thing is, like.
And point.
And you wouldn't say yoke. Like, put that yoke over there in the bin. You'd just be like.
Say, put that in the bin.
Yeah.
Or
you like, just say, put bin. In. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm not qualified to.
So, is it?
It sort of is, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Who told you that, your son?
But even like, how are you, is the witch.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's like, God be with you.
Yeah. But it is determined like as a hello, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like it is seen as a hello, but it means something else. Like it has a longer meaning on it. It's weird, isn't it?
Imagine saying, so it's the witch, and then you say back, the smurda witch, which is God be with you. And then you say, God and Mary be with you.
Is that what that means?
It's like one up in each other. Like, God be with you. God and Mary and Joseph be with you.
So how are you keeping? How are you keeping? Huh? Just double up.
Yeah, double down on that shit. But yeah, it's a fucking weird language.
We have a look on RIP.ie and see who's died.
Jesus. Oh my God. This is grim.
Well, I thought the nipples were bad.
You know, like tribes.
Yeah.
Have their own language. Like, is that considered a language of the world? Or is that just like, let them at it?
I suppose it would be, yeah.
Would it? Well, then they'd probably have very little. Like 20 words.
There was a language in Cameroon that I think they only checked in 2005, but only 3 people spoke it.
Jesus.
The Busu language.
I'd like to speak that one. If I could click my fingers, I'd like to speak Busu.
Your man who made Game of Thrones made up a language. George R. R. Martin.
For the show.
I think there's a language in the show, like whatever the...
It's like fucking Lord of the Rings, Elvish.
Yeah. And Star Trek, your man who made Star Trek, I think, like Trekkie, that's a fucking language. Isn't it? Trekkie?
I don't know. If it is, that's mad.
Elvish.
It's only a film, pal.
You don't need to blade and write a whole blade and dictionary, mate.
Do Avatar have a language, the film? Do they speak a Avatar language? Or is that just English?
They speak English, don't they? Or is it all subtitles? Like Navi?
Something like that, yeah.
They speak Navi or a day Navi?
Feliz Navidad. That's a language, Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
I'm impressed by them people who can speak multiple languages.
Do you know when the English
came
here?
Just swapping them out like and just like...
It was once illegal to speak Irish. And if you are here speaking Irish, they'd kill you.
Death?
They'd kill you.
Would you be summoned to death?
Dirty
feckers.
It was definitely against the law. I'm just
coming out here doing that.
No, it wasn't. No, there was never any law against speaking Irish.
Oh.
What? Said that so confidently. Confidently.
Well, I thought he was right. I did.
I believed him. I feel like that could be a thing though now.
It was like...
I'd say it wasn't the law, but like I'd say they were just like, don't do that.
Like you couldn't say mass in... Well, do you know it was illegal to have mass?
Then?
like Catholic mass.
Why?
It was against the law. The Brits, like, people used to have private masses in the house. They used to all sneak around and they used to have a priest around and say, "Yeah, the priest coming over to my gaff.
Yes, have a little bit of mass."
And they'd be all there and they'd turn the lights off and be huddled around the bleeding candle and they'd be like, "Yeah, name of the Father and the Son, yeah, get that into you." Giving the communion out, like, "Get a little bit of bread.
Buzz over. Buzz over for a bit of mass."
And he'd be like, somebody be keeping sketch on the door, and if the...
Here's a British soldier, quick, sketch.
Yeah, the black and tans came by.
Stick the holy bread in your pocket. Say nothing.
Fuck you, down in there. I were only messing. It's a stripper.
Oh, well, that's grand.
He's not a real priest, he's a stripper. Do you know why Protestantism is a thing? This is going to need deep fact checking.
Oh, fuck this. The Reformation.
Henry VIII. Henry VIII and all that.
Yeah.
Henry VIII.
No, this is why it's in England. That's not the genesis of religion.
Oh, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
No, that was a protest against the Catholic Church.
Well, here's my understanding of it then. Henry VIII was the King of England. Okay. So he started the Church of England. So Henry VIII is the King of England and he got married to his first wife. And she was barren, which meant she couldn't have any kids. So then he wrote a letter to the Pope to say, could he like divorce her so he could marry someone else? And the Pope said, no, that's your wife. You have to stay with your wife. And then he says, oh, for fuck's sake. Well, do you know what? I'll start my own fucking religion then. And he converted the whole of England to Protestantism. If that's the right terminology, Presbyterianism. And started the Church of England, and then everyone had to convert to Presbyterianism so he could ride another boat. And then he had, what, 9 wives?
And that's the only reason that exists.
And he killed all of them. And that's the only reason why that exists. And then they brought it into Ireland, and they were like, no, you can't be doing fucking Catholic masses now, you crazy bastards. Just off with his head. And he'd be decapitating priests. And
was that true, Alan?
Broadly speaking, yes.
Well, then, there you go.
Mm. Oliver Plunkett had his head cut off, his hands cut off, and his feet cut off, and he was sent all hung, drawn, and quartered. His head is in a church down in Drogheda, and for fucking teaching Catholicism, man.
Mad. Jesus Christ.
mad shit.
What the fuck, like?
Isn't it mad? For religion, like, imagine killing someone now because of religion.
Still happens.
Yeah, I know. It's not that's fucking mental. Imagine having a private, like a secret mass.
It's mad that I had to get to that, like.
Yeah. Sneaking a priest around. They used to dress up, like, you know what I mean? So they couldn't see that collar. And then when they got in, they'd reveal it. And they'd be all like, oh, it's him. It's the priest. It's the father. Fucking nuts, man. What a country. What a history we have. When you think of America... It's only like 250 years old. Or is it, what's it, 350 years old?
Yeah, a bit more, yeah.
1700, 1752 or something.
What was it known before then?
It was just
place.
1776.
1776, man.
Jeez, it's not long ago.
We
were bread and buttered by then.
Yeah.
We were fucking playing Snake on an iPhone.
We had the internet when America
we had fucking WiMAX and they were only being made.
It's mad. And here was it.
How long does Ireland exist?
Like,
as a country,
thousands and thousands of years.
Mad that.
Yeah.
And look at America over there acting Billy Big Bollocks now.
Who do you think that only bleeding well, sparrow farts?
Paolo, we're here a million years, bro.
Now there was people
there.
You've
got fellas wearing big red hats saying make America great again, pal. We're here about 2 billion years before the dinosaurs, but over here fucking musking about the place.
Oh, there's actually a really good story. I don't know if I told it on this before. I feel like it's a deep dive episode though. I think we talked about it outside, me and you, Owen, about one of the ships that went back and forth to America. And then they landed in America, spent some time there, came back. And then when they went back to America a year later or something, to an island where they, like, because they were all attacked when they first went. And you were all attacked on this island. All the Aboriginal people of America, they all attacked them. And they found another island and they parked up on this island. And the captain of the ship said, right, yous all stay here. I'm going back to England to get reinforcements. I'll be back in a year. And he says to your man in charge, he says, if anything goes wrong, leave a sign behind. Write something on a tree or like... It was a lot more detailed. That's why I wish I had the details of it. I said, leave something on the tree. And he did, and he left. And then when he came back, there was no one on the island, but there was no bodies. And your man had left something on the tree, but it wasn't what he told him to leave on the tree. And there was loads of hints and mad. And this was like a tribe of 100 people, 100 Englishmen that found America, and they just vanished. Disappeared, that bodies never to be found. And there's loads of theories of what happened, like that they actually found another boat and went to another area of America where they took care of them, took care of them, where the Aboriginals took care of them, or slaughtered them and ate them.
Probably that one.
You never know.
I'd say it was the eating part. It's fucking mad. History is mad.
Mad shit happened. And for what? So we can just fucking sit at home on our bleeding phones.
For what? Like, so you sit in your bedroom belly boxing? Thanks for listening, everyone. That was good, wasn't it? Do you have any cake? Do you want a cake?
Yeah. What kind of cake?
Raymond's secret recipe.
Oh, Raymond. Oh, Raymond and your cakes. Give us a boy.
They have cocaine in them. Cinnamon. Oh, I love cinnamon. Thanks everyone for listening. Sorry about all that there. I just fucking lost the run of myself a bit.
Do you like cinnamon?
Cinnamon's nice, yeah.
It is nice.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Cinnamon's lovely.
Christmas has ruined it though.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well you can't have it outside of Christmas. Yeah, you know, it's lovely.
I think Starbucks fucked it up.
You're off to America. You'll have 5 weeks of cinnamon.
I'll be lashing the cinnamon out of it.
Starbucks wrecked it with cinnamon lattes and all that. Off.
Pumpkin spice. Oh, yeah. Come here. The people that are sick of listening to us, say goodbye to them. Say, see ya. We're going.
See ya. We're going. We're heading off now.
All the best.